Welcome to Divine Destiny with your host, Paul Worden. Last week, Paul taught when there is no hope. This week, Paul will be teaching on the covenant. Let's join Paul now for the covenant.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back to Living Truth Ministries. Before, we've been talking about a vision that God has put in our hearts and put in our minds, and how we can make this vision and dream a reality, on how God uses different things in our lives to help us to trust in Him, to believe in Him, to put our faith in Him, to step out in faith, and to make these dreams a reality. We've been talking quite a bit about Abraham, how God came and told Abraham to get out of his parents' house and to get away from his family and to go to a land that he did not know, had never been or never seen. And Abraham got up and he left and he followed and trusted God. And now today we're going to talk a little bit about Abraham, and we're going to talk about the covenant that God made with Abraham. The blessings of Abraham and all of God's promises are based upon a covenant relationship with God. A covenant is an agreement between two people that make promises to one another. The Hebrew root for covenant is brith, which means cutting. Biblically, this refers to a custom in Old Testament times where two people make a covenant by passing through the bodies of slain animals after making an agreement. When one cut covenant in Old Testament times, it involved a statement of the terms of the agreement, an oath from each party, a curse upon whoever should break the agreement, and the sealing of the covenant by a blood sacrifice. Violation of such a covenant was considered a heinous act. The truly remarkable thing is that God consented to enter into this amazing covenant with mankind. In the Old Testament, God made a covenant with Abraham, and his seed stated the terms, swore by himself, and sealed the agreement with the blood of sacrificial animals. In the New Testament, this covenant was confirmed through the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. As you know, that Jesus died on a cross, and God made a pledge, and God made a covenant with every one of us. You know, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That is a covenant and a promise that God gave to each and every one of us, and he sealed it, and it made it real by the shed blood of Jesus Christ on that cross for you and for me. And in Ephesians 1:13-14, it says, "In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory." That God made that covenant with us. Like I said, he sent his Son to shed his blood and to have the sacrifice of his Son to each and every one of us. The Greek word for covenant used in the New Testament means a contract or a will. Simply stated, our covenant with God is the title deed to our inheritance. It is a legal, spiritually binding agreement between God and man. And that is a covenant. And that is a promise that God will never go back on, that God will never change, or that God will never break. When God called Abraham to leave his home and to go to the promised land, He declared that he would make Abraham a great nation with many descendants. In Genesis 15, Abraham questioned this promise because of his advanced age and childless condition, and the Lord reaffirmed it. Abraham's response to God's promise is a model of believing faith. And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. God told Abraham, "Through you this seed will be planted, and through you this seed will grow, and I'll make a great nation from you and your seed." Well, we both know Abraham was way up there in age, and so was his wife Sarah. But God told him that through his seed that he would make a great nation among everybody. And God made that promise good, and he stood behind that promise, and we know that's where Isaac came in. Over the years, God has made many promises to you and to me. Some promises are directly from his written word. Others may have been prophetic promises that are in line with scriptures. Do not question these. Embrace them by faith. If you hear something, everything that God promises you, everything that God lays upon your heart, everything that God puts in your mind and part of the dream, is every bit of it is backed up by scripture. If you're not sure, pray about it. The Holy Spirit will guide you, and it will bring you to mind in scriptures in the Bible to back up whatever God has promised and what God has and put in your heart for you to make it real. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to come to you in prayer. Father, we thank you for that sacrifice that you have given to us. We thank you for that covenant that you have sworn to us. Father, we thank you that we can put our trust in you and to know that whatever that you put in our hearts, that you will make it a reality for each and one of us. Father, I pray that you will bless everyone that hears this word. That, Father, that you will reach down to where they are and help them to know that they can trust you. And that, Father, that this dream will become a reality, that we can build upon it and it will grow through you, that we can use it to give you the praise and the glory, that we can win people for this kingdom of heaven. Father, thank you for this. Thank you for giving us this dream, and thank you for helping it to grow in our hearts and in our minds. Father, we'll never, ever fail to thank you and to glorify you and to praise you for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this week's lesson, The Covenant. Join us next week as Paul teaches on a confirmed covenant. All materials are furnished by Harvest Time Institute and Living Truth Bible College. You can find material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. If you enjoy these lessons, we would like to hear from you. Our email address is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Our mailing address is LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington, 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.